Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Sami Zayn and Cody Rhodes had an awesome promo on Raw, and as you've probably seen in the thumbnail, it was a bold move. Let's see if it pays off for him. It did, because it was great. Hello, welcome to the WrestleTalk Podcast Review of Raw. I'm Chopper Pete Quinnell. I'm joined by Dan Layton.
Professor
Dan Layton, sorry.
Thank you.
I'm joined by Professor Dan Layton.
Sell the gimmick, Pete. Come on. Hey, how you doing?
Happy Valentine's, everybody.
I bought us chocolates in today. Because my girlfriend's in Wales, mm-hmm. so I can't have her chocolates. Mm-hmm. Yours isn't in the office.
Yeah.
So.
We're just going to have some chocolates?
Yeah, I don't know if they're any good.
Great.
I think they are.
Well, I would hope so, from the look of the brand that shall remain unnamed, even though you probably just shown
it. I just
showed
it to camera.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Whatever.
And the lady in the shop recognized me.
Oh, that's...
Or she just takes pictures with all customers. I don't know. It's the, you know, who knows at this point. Help yourself at any stage.
I'd much prefer it to be what we got. I don't want to trying to read the side of the box that tells you what it is. You know, I don't just want to take.
I'm having the raspberry panna cotta.
That's fine.
Nothing you can do about it.
I'm gonna have caramel cheesecake if that's all right.
Yeah, wrong. Good choice.
This is great. Thank you so much, Professor Dan Layton.
This is a mukbang.
I hate that.
Well,
That's delicious.
Good.
Content. You know what else was delicious?
The promo?
The promo on Raw!
Yeah, let's get into it.
So, I have said for a long time that I want Sami Zayn in the main event of WrestleMania.
Interesting.
That's like my thing. I'm like, right. It should always be Sami. Sami's my boy.
Mm-hmm.
Give Sami everything.
The raspberry's a bit sour, so I've got a lot of saliva going on. Pre-Bloodline, or was this because of where we're at?
Kind of. I always liked Sami Zayn as a wrestler anyway. Mm-hmm. Loved his NXT run, a lot of the stuff he's done on the main roster. I thought his Jackass stuff was broadly fine. The match was incredible. The
match was brilliant. And Sami Zayn, here's how good Sami Zayn is. Sami Zayn sold that match really well. And is, in this context, potential WrestleMania main eventer within the space of a year.
Yeah.
Like, that is so... He pulls off a lot of different things. Wears a lot of different hats, does them all very well. He's a reliable hand.
And I think I was one of the voices that was saying, I'm worried about Cody coming back at the Rumble, because people might do a Batista on him, and they might go, well, we want Sami to win. Uh-oh.
Didn't this promo just put that right to bed?
Oh, mate, because then I'm saying, okay, well, Sammy's now facing Roman at the Chamber. Mm-hmm. Okay, so if Sami doesn't win, are people still going to be, is that enough? Are people still going to be clamoring for Sami to be in the main event? This promo, I thought, was a really bold choice to have Sami and Cody in a promo segment together, because it's very easy for people to just go, well, we really like Sami. Boo whoever he's talking against. Doesn't matter who it is, we'll boo the other person. But this was incredible. This was so well done.
Mm-hmm.
Because it starts off, we go backstage to Baron Corbin. And Baron Corbin's like, yeah, JBL left. And then Kathy Kelly's like, hold on. 2 seconds, we need to cut the ring. He's like, wait, I'm trying to talk really
but when
emotionally
Kathy
here.
Kathy Kelly tells you what to do, you do it.
You do
no
it.
Questions asked.
No questions asked. We cut to the ring. Sami Zayn comes in, hoodie and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, disguise.
He snuck in.
Yeah. And he says, right, I'm here to say one thing, and I don't know if I'm going to get a chance to do it after this Saturday in Montreal. It's something I need to say to one guy. So Cody Rhodes, come on out here. And you felt the crowd go, ooh.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, okay,
and
I'm
into it. I was very, like, I'm sat there sitting upright a little bit, like, okay, let's, all right, that's interesting.
So where's this going?
Opening gambit.
Mm-hmm. So he calls out Cody Rhodes. Cody Rhodes comes out to the ring. And after his music cut out and the two were just looking at each other, the crowd started going a little bit crazy. Mm. And I was like, this feels big time. Mm. This feels like a real, like, big crossover of big stars in the roster. They've done such a good job with Sami Zayn and with Cody Rhodes to make them both feel like really big deals when they're in the same ring together. And Sami Zayn says to Cody Rhodes, and he says, there's something that you said to Paul Heyman last week that's been playing on my mind since, and you said that it's looking more and more likely that it's going to be Cody Rhodes versus Sami Zayn at WrestleMania. And I need to know, was that just lip service, or do you truly believe that I can beat Roman Reigns? Cody Rhodes responds, just says, like, look, I only have so much bandwidth. Mm. Most of it's taken up with Roman Reigns. Mm. I don't really have the time to be bullshitting you right now.
Yeah.
So
pound of the jaw.
I'm telling the truth. I think you can beat Roman Reigns. But really, why do you care what I think? It doesn't matter what I think. What do you think, Sammy? What do you believe? Do you believe you can beat Roman Reigns? And Sami Zayn has these wonderful facial expressions where he's constantly questioning himself, constantly doubting himself.
He's got that
doubting
hangdog expression. He's got that, like, real, the big puppy eyes, and you're like, you know, but the what was, continue, because I'm about to spoil it. Yeah.
He then starts saying this promo and he's like, you want the truth? I don't know. I don't know whether I can beat Roman Reigns. You know, when he talks about being in God mode, that's the truth. He is on another level. This is the best he's ever been. And, you know, the Bloodline, they always find a way to win. Mm. Every person that's come in full of confidence in the 3 years that Roman's been champion, every single one of them has been put down. I've been there in the trenches with the Bloodline. Mm. I've been there making schemes to make sure Roman's opponents don't win. The Bloodline always finds a way. And then he flipped it on his head and said, and he got fired up, and he was saying, do I think I'm capable of beating Roman Reigns? Yes, I believe that. Do I think I could be undisputed WWE champion? Yes, I believe that. Do I think I could headline WrestleMania? Yes, I believe that. But will I beat Roman Reigns? I don't know. And I was like, that's such a wonderful promo.
It really is.
It's so good, because Sammy has the self-belief enough to know he's not just a complete, like, dweeb, just being like, well, I don't know, I'm not good enough. Because that would be a bit, it's a bit terrible, right? And he was saying, no, I know I'm good enough to beat him, but the odds will be against me. Something is going to happen. There's always a plan. There's always something that's going to happen that's going to throw me off, and I don't know if I can win. So already, I'm like, Sammy's my favorite person in the world.
Right.
This is amazing. Mm. Cody then comes back. And I thought Cody was going to run him down, because he initially was just like, you're telling me you don't know?
And it's
was
like, almost like insulting from one competitor to another to tell me that you don't have, you're supposed to have faith in yourself, that I've given you the faith to say, I think you can do it. I'm saying I want to fight you at WrestleMania. That's how it works. What, are you a joke? Like, that's what I think the natural competitor response is.
Yeah, exactly.
But then what they did instead was inspired.
Oh, so good. Because Cody then hypes up Sami Zayn. Mm. And he's saying that, like, look, I know you can beat Roman Reigns. And all of this that's happened, all the dissension in the Bloodline is because of you. Mm-hmm. Roman has never been more beatable. Mm-hmm. And that's because of you. Everything that's happening right now is because of you. And really hypes up Sami Zayn. At one point in this as well, the crowd started doing the Ole chants, and I was like,
in the middle, out of nowhere. And I thought, I think I leant forward, because it was like, this isn't a thing I haven't heard in a long time. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you read the report recently, he had a conversation about it. It was like, I don't know, maybe we'll bring it back one time, but I don't. So the crowd being like, we believe in you, but not just because you're Sami Uso. We believe in Sami Zayn. Yes. That's what they're saying.
Ah, so good. And yeah, Cody just hyping him up and saying, everything is because of you. And then was saying, you know, when I came back and won the Royal Rumble, Michael Cole in commentary was saying, I have to finish my story. Mm. But at Elimination Chamber, Sami Zayn, you need to finish yours. Mm. And I was like, I believe you.
Yeah.
This is going to be the culmination of the story. It's not. But this made me so excited for Elimination Chamber. Mm-hmm. And Cody Rhodes with the ending line of being like, look, whatever happens on Saturday, I don't want to see you on Raw next week. Mm. because I want to see you at WrestleMania. Mm. And I was like, ah, oh, this song. Mm. The caliber of promo that both of them put on was absolutely incredible.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to let the whole, you give the whole promo to us before we dive into it, because it was so good, it almost deserves that rather than picking over individual bits. It's worth thinking about as a collective. Mm. Because what I thought at the beginning, when the Raw for the segment beginning, when they were just standing there together and didn't even have a conversation, my first thought was, what an embarrassment of riches. Like, this is so funny that we're sat. Do you remember when we were like, geez, what's the WrestleMania main event going to be? Like a year or 2 years ago. And here we are with like 4-5 different combinations of WrestleMania night one and night two main events. And all of them are fire. What an embarrassment of riches.
Yeah.
You say you like the idea of Sammy in the main event.
Yeah.
I have wavered and come and gone. And I think we all... It's a testament to the long-term storytelling. I know we've memed the hell out of that. But it is a testament to the commitment to the plan that the creative team put in place yonks ago that is now coming to fruition, that we are seeing it. It seems to be going exactly the way they planned it out. When you plan, you fail to prepare, prepare to fail. Mm-hmm. They're planning it. It's going well.
Yep.
But also, they seem to be really smart in responding to audience appetites. Mm. Almost like, well, we have a month between Elimination Chamber and WrestleMania.
Yeah.
What, hypothetically, would Cody versus Sammy do to the audience? Like, let's explore that.
Yeah.
So they gave them a segment together, and a promo got a This Is Awesome chant.
Yeah, it did.
A promo.
Yeah.
I was like, excuse me. This Is Awesome is a chant that is overused. It's like, you know, it's the opening match on AEW Rampage, and people are just so happy to be there. They're chanting, This Is Awesome. And like, even in a main event, when I hear This Is Awesome come out, in a main event of WrestleMania, I'm like, yeah, is it? Like, that
wait for it to actually get
nothing.
Awesome first. Hold on. It's great right now. Let it get to the next
bit. It could be anywhere on any show, and people will chant it, probably because fans go into business for themselves. But this was a promo. This never happens. Do you know what I mean? So this was awesome, and you could feel that in the crowd then when they started to ole. You know, it was just electric. And I mean, Brooklyn will provide you with that. And from the opening segment, I thought Brooklyn were on fire a little bit, and they got at the beginning, towards the end of the show, it tapered off. But at the beginning of the show, I was like, okay, Brooklyn, they're here for a good time. This segment happened, and they were there for a very good time. The notion of Cody giving Sammy a pep talk is just so interesting. You know, the because it really showed that Sammy is not doing this to win a championship, because he's not like going, I'm going to take that from you because I'm going to win the belt. The belt's the most important thing. It's almost like Sammy was just so emotional, in pain, upset, furious, heartbroken, all of the things, all of the emotions, this maelstrom inside himself that we've all been through at some point, when we've had our heart broken, when we've been hurt, that he just went to Roman and is like, I want to fight you at Montreal. I just want to fight you. And like, then Roman's like, And he's like, I don't know if I can beat him. It's not about winning. It's about just fighting him and like, you know, standing up for yourself. And I don't know if I can. And I hadn't thought about the fact that Sammy has been there for the schemes, for the plots, for the plans. So he knows how the bloodline works. He knows firsthand, in a way that no other like challenger to the bloodline ever can, know how insecure Roman is, to know how Roman has built the bloodline with the sole purpose of bailing him out. Roman hasn't like won traditionally clean in a championship match for ages, I think. Correct me if I'm wrong, but my memory at the moment is Solo at Clash, you know, the chair at the Royal Rumble, all of these things. He's never like had just a wrestling match where he's done it right. He's always been bailed out a little bit.
Did he beat Logan Paul clean?
Crown Jewel? Solo came out and had a bit with Jake, but possibly. But like, whatever, whether or not he has, like, let's say that he has, the bloodline is always a factor. The bloodline is always the asterisk. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So Sammy knows that better than anyone, literally better than anyone.
Yeah.
And that sort of makes him a little bit wary.
Mm-hmm.
When we look at the main event picture, I've got to be honest with you. I personally think it's Cody and Roman as the main event, because for me, and there was a recap segment on this show that we'll probably talk about in a little bit, but for me, the emotional core of Sami Zayn's story is with Jay, right? Roman is the boss of the bloodline. Sami needs to get Roman out of the way
so that he can resolve this emotional narrative with Jay.
Yeah.
What does that look like? I don't know. I'm thinking main event at WrestleMania Night 1. Is it a tag team match with Jimmy and Jay? Does Jay... Jimmy and Jay win a tag team title match? And then it's like, okay, Jay, prove yourself to the bloodline, turn on Sammy. Jay can't do it. Mm-hmm. Is it, you know, they're in the match, Sammy and Jay, and it's like, you know, I'm still in the bloodline, but we have this huge hug because I just, you know, I can't hold it against you. I love you. I know mm-hmm. how much you gave to us and we threw you out. Like, and then that presents Roman, the main event of WrestleMania Night 2 is the cracks within the bloodline mm-hmm. going into a match with Cody Rhodes. Good luck. When your foundation is wobbling, Roman. Mm-hmm. Like, embarrassment of riches. Embarrassing how good and how many opportunities we have here. Mm-hmm. And then for me, if I could just, before we, like, of course. I want to let you talk about it again. Oh, I hilariously wrote down, this is cinema. Like, you know, Martin Scorsese.
Of course, yeah.
Because it was Shakespeare. It was like, this is drama. This is prestige TV drama. This mm-hmm. is, when Heyman talks about Roman deserving like an Emmy, for me, Sammy.
Yeah.
Like,
as 100%.
Or Jay.
Yes.
Or even Cody to an extent. But like, Jay's like hangdog, like not hangdog, he like, imploded at the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
I've never seen such pathos. Mm. Like Sami Zayn here performing and believing in himself, but I don't know the vulnerability of that. Mm-hmm. The performances here are so good.
Yeah.
And then there was the final moment of it for me, which is like, it was right at the end. Yeah. The segment had finished. Sami had gone into the crowd, but he was mm-hmm. standing at the barricade for a bit, hood back up.
Yep.
And then we cut over to KP and Corey having a little chat. But no one in the crowd is ready for the next segment because they're all still looking at Sammy. And mm-hmm. then off screen, I don't know what Sammy did, probably just left.
Yeah, I think so.
And
yeah.
the roar of the crowd was like the 89th minute at Old Trafford when it's 2-2 and Man United get a corner and you're like, go on, like you can do this kind of thing.
Yeah.
It was that 12th man energy. Montreal is going to be on fire.
I can't
and
wait.
As a go-home show, your point is to make people want to tune in on Saturday, mm-hmm. and this segment alone did it. I cannot
Easily.
Wait to hear the crowd mm-hmm. roar him to the ring.
Yep.
If we do get the song, if we do get the singing along, you know, if we do all of them, the roof will be blown off the place. Every near fall is going to be like Cardiff. Like every single near fall, it's going to be electric. This is a special time to be a wrestling fan.
Yeah.
We haven't had, as a WWE fan specifically, we haven't had anything like this in decades. Mm-hmm. As a wrestling fan, however good or wobbly you think AEW's run is at the moment, they're still giving you such incredible wrestling.
Yeah.
The stuff going on in Japan, this is an amazing time to be a wrestling fan. Let's just bask in it for a bit.
Yeah.
Wrestling media has grown and expanded based on, you know, the joy we all have about whinging about the nonsense bad thing. We all like to do it. Mm. It's fun.
Yeah.
But this is so good.
Mm-hmm.
Let's enjoy that. Yeah. You know?
For me, what I think was the real home run part of this segment was it didn't undermine anything they'd done up to that point. Everything still made perfect sense. Both of the characters still had their motivations completely outlined. And Cody was like, I mean, I'm not just going to like give up my Mania shot. Mm. Like, I want you to win and everything, but like, I won the Rumble, so I'm gonna main event WrestleMania. That's what I'm gonna do. But I want you to beat Roman. Mm. I think you can beat Roman. Mm. And I'm really looking forward to fighting you at WrestleMania. My story is winning the titles back, and I'm gonna do that.
Mm.
I hope you can do your story too. It still keeps Cody having his motivation of being like, no, I am still gonna win the titles. I'm still Cody Rhodes.
Because Cody's doesn't care who he takes it off.
No,
it's not
exactly.
about that. It's
no.
about, you know, and they did the incredible promo last week with Heyman where mm-hmm. they you know, they showed you what it could look like with, you know, Cody versus Roman. Mm-hmm. They showed you what it could look like with Cody versus Sammy here. Sammy wins and he's got to still somehow take on, the bloodline aren't just going to go away because he won it. Imagine if he wins it at Montreal. Imagine how cross Roman's going to be to lose out on a WrestleMania paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And the whole point of the bloodline is he's the head of the table. He's got to provide for his family. He loses the title, doesn't get that main event WrestleMania paycheck. Mm-hmm. He ain't just going to go off into the good night.
Mm-hmm.
Sammy's got that on his back. He's got Cody coming for it. Embarrassment of riches.
Ah! There's so many directions this can go as well. Because this, to me, I think this made me question maybe 2% of... I have a 98% certainty that Roman's winning on Saturday. But now this has creeped in 2% just like, but what if Sammy wins?
2% you know? Is all you need.
It's all you
it
need.
It was the 2% that had me a little bit antsy at Crown Jewel. Mm. Do you remember? I was like, well, they could do it.
Yeah, they could.
They could do it, Pete.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you never know. All you need... for a good wrestling match,
yeah,
to buy into it is that little flicker of doubt.
Yep. And this is exactly what this was. And this is a perfect, perfect go-home angle.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Masterful.
And Triple H has generally failed at go-home shows over this creative period. Yeah. I've always been like, love what we're doing. Go-home show. Can't wait. What? Like, it just doesn't work.
Yeah.
And to be clear, when I talked about it, I was getting a bit, you know, pissy about some things and enjoying complaining about wrestling. I have some things to complain about.
I've got other things to complain about on this show, yeah.
But
yeah,
go-home angle was delicious. It was perfect. It was a double-duty go-home angle because it set up Mania and Elimination Chamber.
Exactly.
You know, brilliant.
And it set up multiple avenues for WrestleMania.
And they're all
the
great.
Same time.
Embarrassment of riches.
And it's like, the thing is, I want Sammy to main event WrestleMania, but if he doesn't, I'm not going to be upset because they've done so much work to make me care about Cody Rhodes at the same time.
And the joy of the two-night WrestleMania is he still could.
He still could.
There's so many ways.
He could
still get his moment. And he could still impact. If he main evented the first night in the tag match, his shadow still hangs over the second night.
Exactly.
This is brilliant. Hats off. Chapeau to the creative team.
Oh,
this... I'm having another one of these because I can't have a cigarette.
I was going to
smoke.
I was going to.
Do you want this one?
No, I'm all right.
What were you going to say? Billionaire shortbread, mate.
Oh, damn. Too
late.
I do want that one. Oh, well.
Billionaires, embarrassment of riches.
I'll have a different one in a little bit. But God, what a segment. I'm not going to be as positive about anything else on this show, but God, what a segment.
God damn it.
Two absolute masters of the mic doing incredible work.
And that's two in a row now. Cody's... And like the fear we all had was that people would be so... Which is why when they put the Men's Rumble on first, it was like, okay, so Sammy's not going to be in it because they don't want to go home. They don't close the show when everyone's booing.
Yep.
That was our big fear. Nah, don't worry about it, mate.
Don't worry about it.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Shall we get into some Ultra Chat, see what you guys think? WrestleTalk.com/support. Send those in if you've got any thoughts and feelings about this show. I'm sure you have some. Send them in and we'll read out all the ones that are $5 and up by the time the show goes off the air. Ethan Henry said, a bit of Mania booking that just hit me, pre-Raw. What if the main event was an elimination triple threat? And this is the kicker. Reigns is first eliminated. Have Cody and Sammy pin him together after 15 to 20 minutes and in a thrilling final 5 to 10 minutes.
That's a really fun idea, but the crucial part there is that they pin him after a 15 to 20 minute match.
Yes.
Because you don't want a surprise Roman's gone early. That'll kill all the momentum. Even though we like the idea of seeing that. If you're building it up to can they vanquish Roman Reigns, they need to earn it.
I like the idea. I do kind of feel like the moment of dethroning Roman Reigns should go to one person.
I agree. I also feel like triple threat matches, for me, aren't as exciting for main event purposes. I think of the women's main event of WrestleMania 35, which, like, you know, I really wanted to see Becky have her moment.
Yeah.
But there's something about the triple threat element to it. And that was hamstrung by, you know, inserting Charlotte Flair by being put on the first two-night WrestleMania going on, technically speaking, on the Monday morning. Mm. You know, there was a lot after a seven-hour show. There was a lot going against that match. I think triple threats, and we saw one in this Raw. Mm. They're a difficult beast.
Yes.
You know? Austin famously doesn't like them. So for me, I do think in this occasion with this story, it should be one on one.
Mm. I agree.
But I like that idea.
Yeah. Scott Young 2907 said, my issue pre-Rumble with wanting Sammy over Cody was naive from me, because I mainly just forgot how good Cody was. Sammy at Chamber and Cody at Mania has proven to be the correct choice, and fair play to Triple H for sticking by his decisions.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah, like, I think they've done a... The thing is, with me, with... I want Sammy for the combination of his story to dethrone Roman Reigns, and that would be... Mm-hmm. That's my perfect ideal world thing. But I'm not upset with Cody doing it, because they've done a fantastic job at building up Cody Rhodes, and they haven't undercut Sammy's story
at all.
That's
the crucial part of it, because it hasn't taken away. Like, it's not taken away from Cody's story, it hasn't taken away from Sammy's story. There are two different stories going on, and you still have, after Chamber, a whole month, you know? There's still the because Cody's story is incredible. He left the you know, undesirable to undeniable, that's what it is. Mm. He left, changed the industry completely, comes back as the prodigal son, is on this run where I've got a singular goal, that Hell in a Cell match where he's, you know, his arm's fallen off, like, was intense, goes away, heals, comes back better than ever. He looked great tonight in his match. Like, that, how do you fight that? Embarrassment of riches.
Mm.
Yeah. There's no wrong answer here.
Yep. Charles Berg says, adrenaline in my soul. I cut baby face promos. Two baby faces showing some fire. I love it. It's still going to hurt when Sammy loses. It's going to break my heart. I might cry. I'm on the live reactions. Oh, dear. since there's a dodgeball thumbnail, there is. This is a reminder to all. MJF's catchphrase is stolen from Dwight Goodman. It's White Goodman.
I can't remember. I haven't seen dodgeball in years.
W-H-I-T-E.
Great.
Glybo Gym's owner. Yeah, it's White Goodman. Matt Hennessy said, I honestly think the segment between Rhodes and Zayn was WWE testing the reaction to doing Zayn, Rhodes, and Reigns at WrestleMania. I think Sammy has to be in the WrestleMania main event at this point. While I'm willing to let things play out, I can see Triple H pivoting. Again, it's possibility.
It's all, they're all, and they're all great. And I love the fact that it's getting us thinking. I think that... I'm stuck on the what is the emotional narrative, and I think it's Jay, and I think that's your Sammy story at WrestleMania personally. Yeah. But
Matt continues to say, I can see one or two things happening at Elimination Chamber to get Zayn added to the WrestleMania main event. One, we get a dusty finish where Zayn pins Reigns, but his foot was under the bottom rope, leads to a reverse decision, or Sammy wins by DQ. I think we're getting a triple threat at Mania.
A dusty finish to add him to Cody Rhodes' main event. That's Triple H would love that. Like, it's not a bad idea.
It's pretty great, I'll be honest. Jack Barton said, every appearance Sami Zayn has made since being kicked out of the Bloodline at the Rumble, he's showed up without his music playing. Do you think this is to set up his original music returning at Elimination Chamber and get that massive pop?
I hope so.
I don't have a tinfoil hat, but yes.
Yeah, I just think, even if it's only that one time, because what Sami was talking about in that interview was like, maybe my character has evolved, maybe it's moved on.
Mm.
I then went and listened to it, and I was like, oh yeah, this is a bop, isn't it?
It's such a good song. But it's more
the crowd singing, and they love the crowd singing along to stuff. You know,
can you, that theme song plays and the bit at the start when it comes in and the entire Montreal crowd going, let's go.
Yeah.
I will die inside a little bit. I will break and I will melt.
And WWE's about moments. Yeah, it's about moments, people.
Yeah. There's a missing username here. I'm so sorry. We'll find it. Cody Rhodes is such a Crockett type of wrestler. Old school, engaging promos that puts absolutely everyone over and progresses storylines. This made me just as excited to see a Zayn versus Cody main event as a Roman versus Cody one, if that's the direction they go.
This was something that Cody was talking about, the brawl out situation, and his explanation was that he's a Crockett guy, and the Young Bucks are like the more new school kind of thing, and it's that perfect. That's why AEW was such an exciting prospect, and because it was that merging of both those styles. Yeah. That's exactly right. That's exactly who he is. Mm. It's all so exciting.
It's so exciting. Homer Star fan, or maybe Homer's Tar fan, says
the movie Tar with Kate Blanchett.
I really hope that Jay doesn't turn on Sammy. I just feel like it would be a regression of his character to go right back to Roman. I feel like he needs to leave the bloodline as well. That's another factor in this that we haven't even touched on
yet. I think
yet.
The bloodline needs to end at WrestleMania, personally.
Yeah, I think so as well. And
that's why I can't help but feel like, use your two nights. Use them wisely. I'm sorry, across all divisions on both shows, this is the story that people are talking about. This is your main event. And you don't have two nights of these major shows in a row very often. Use them both to your advantage.
Yep, I agree. Bonesaw Buck says, Pete and the Professor. I love it. I totally agree that the story is Sammy and Jay and Jay's internal conflict. The tag match at WrestleMania should be a battle for Jay's soul. The Usos are champions, but when Jimmy was hurt, Sammy got the W.
And it's what Jimmy was talking about on SmackDown. It's Jay is his brother. The bloodline thing is one thing in families. Twins have this connection that the rest of us don't really understand. It's something about the way that they've lived their whole life with each other. They just have this bond that is so difficult to break. The drama of Jimmy not only having to potentially turn away from his family, but also his twin is so intense. I don't know. I don't want that to just get shafted on the pre-show. Not that it would be the pre-show, but somewhere in the middle of the card. Give that the space it deserves.
I could see it being an opener, honestly.
No.
Mania Night 1 opener.
No.
The first thing that you see from WrestleMania. I could see it.
I reject it. I want the time for it to... Because then overnight, we're all hyped and getting... How often do you have the opportunity to set up a second... The whole of Sunday, we're all sat there talking about it. We can't wait for that night because it was an angle the night before. Come on. Yeah. You know, Triple H knows. Yeah. You're watching. I know he is.
Yeah. But then you could have Ripley Flair, main event Night 1.
S.E. Sylvie says... I was going to just do that last one.
Yeah, you do.
Okay. That was the comedy, but then I realized I didn't want to hijack the chopper chair. I absolutely adore how last week's Cody promo was about how he hates that it always has to get personal when he's purely going for business. Mm. Here Sammy is. It is personal for him and Roman, but Sammy knows the title business will hurt Roman more. Again, it's from the off. You know, I put the food on the table. That's the point of the bloodline. That's the point.
Yeah. We actually have a couple more I'm going to do before we get in. Because I just want to talk all about this and then we can move on to other stuff. Oh my God, there's even more.
We're getting so many come through because people want to talk about it.
People want to talk about it. It's the best thing going.
Embarrassment of riches.
CJ Lilly said, just a thought on the Sammy thing. What if he costs Roman the championship at WrestleMania to Cody? That way he gets his revenge on Roman and Cody gets the championship and you can still do the tag titles in Night 1 to start the cracks for Night 2. I did think about that. I still think the person to dethrone Roman should do it clean.
That 100%.
That moment should just be, this person is better than Roman.
Because fulfilling of the American dream should be clean. It should be, I don't want it to be, you know, when I do think about the drama of the bloodline crumbling, I don't want it to be a direct interference in the match. Someone coming to save Cody from being beaten down, that's different. But Roman being turned on, that's don't do that. Don't do that.
I agree with that 100%. Jacob Mosher said, do you think Sammy saying he's WrestleMania main event worthy in his promo was a meta thing to reply to the recent reports that Triple H doesn't see him as a WrestleMania headliner? No. I don't think so.
Triple H put the belt on Sammy in NXT. I think he cares about his guys a lot. Maybe he's he doesn't see this storyline going to main event at the time. I don't know. I haven't read that report, but no, for me, I think Triple H sees Sammy's worth. I think Triple H isn't foolish enough.
Yeah. Bacon Rasher said, hi lads, sorry to say this, but as Usos can go to Canada now, Jay ends up costing Sammy, and that builds to the Mania tag match. Sorry, but that's what I think we'll get. Also, Dan and Chopper, does that mean Dan is LAW for life? Confirmed?
I'm Cody. I operate outside of any factions. I'm just here to help Tempest fulfill destiny.
Yeah. Missing username again. I'm so sorry. Hey guys, what about this scenario? Jay causes a DQ in Sammy's favor at Elimination Chamber, then walks on Jimmy Mania Night 1 for Sammy KO.
So he walked out on Jimmy at the main event of night one in WrestleMania.
Right. Yeah, okay, then walks on Jimmy, Mania Night 1 for Sami KO to win the titles. Roman then gets support from Solo on Night 2, but Jay and Sami distract Roman, allowing a Cody win. Cheers as always for the content. I agree with almost all of that, except Jay and Sami neutralize Solo.
Again, they once the storyline's finished, we're finished. I think that it's like, don't overcomplicate anything.
Yeah.
Personally, I mean, what was it? Heyman said on SmackDown, we have one more SmackDown before, main, before Elimination Chamber, but he said, you're not wanted, you know. Now that they are cleared to go to Canada. Also, imagine being banned from Canada. Nicest country in the world.
Banada.
I wonder whether or not it's like, okay, do we go with the original plan or do we have Jay show up? I don't know.
I don't know either. I'm so excited.
I'm so interested.
That moment as well, Jay enters the match, like Sammy's going to win and Jay stands in his way and Sammy's like, come on, man. And Jay's like, I don't want to do this, but I got to do this. Like, that moment of those two sharing a moment in the ring is going to be like, oh, it's going
to
break my heart.
But I keep thinking back to when we were talking about this months and months ago, and I was like, well, the obvious thing is that, you know, it's got to be Jimmy that turns on Sammy and things like this. I never saw this coming.
Yeah.
I never saw it being Sammy encouraging Jay to leave. I never saw that. Well done.
Yeah.
You know?
Well done.
Well done.
This is great. William Banter says, I don't know if it's been said, but Sammy's promo last night was said with a cadence and passion of a certain Hall of Famer who fans grew to love in a lot of the same ways. The facial expressions, the emotion, the whole thing, I felt like I was watching Mick Foley again.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a really good show. Really good
100%.
Show.
100%. I saw the comparisons to that on Twitter, actually. A few people were just like, reminds me of Mankind.
I hadn't thought of that, but that's really good.
Yeah. Vandalia 1998 said, if they do decide to do Sammy versus Cody at Mania, they could always bring back Jay versus Roman for head of the table status, since Roman is weak because he lost the title.
Another thing that I hadn't considered. Embarrassment of riches.
I don't think it should be as over as the stipulation is, it's for the head of the table moniker.
That would be cringe.
That's bad.
But blood feud.
Oh, yeah. Just Jay versus
feud.
Roman.
Yeah, yeah. Which like is, that. Again, full circle moment.
Mm. Embrace Next said, Sammy should win at Elimination Chamber. Then Roman weasels his way into a rematch on SmackDown before Mania, and Roman with Solo help wins it back. Imagine the heat Roman would have going into Mania and how people will just want to see Roman lose. Mm. I think you risk people booing the booking rather than Roman.
Don't cheapen the effect of taking it off Roman. You've done all this work for this long.
Yep.
Don't throw it away.
I agree wholeheartedly, and I think for
we've
now
made it through.
That's all your chat about that. We'll probably have some later.
People love to talk.
People love to talk, including me. Let's get into the play-by-play of the rest of Raw. Keep sending in your Ultra Chats, by the way, or shall we say the UC Chats, to wrestletalk.com/support. I've been meaning to call them that for we've been trying to make it a thing, and I keep forgetting that it's supposed to be a thing.
UC Chats. Well, this is the last like month or so before.
Ain't going to be UC anymore. But send those in, and we'll get to them at the end of the show. For now, though, Raw opened up with Becky Lynch. She came out with Adam Pearce, and she said, I've lost sight of the thing that means the most to me. That's the title. I want to fight my way into the Elimination Chamber match. Adam Pearce, let's make it happen. But then she got interrupted by Bayley, and Bayley said, nuh-uh, I got cheated last week, so if anyone's going to be in that match, it's going to be me. And then Bianca Belair comes out after they argued about their accolades for a while, and then Bianca Belair said she wants to beat the best of the best. And if they want to be the best, then they have to go through her. So we're going to do a triple threat. And if Bayley or Becky win, they get put into the chamber. But if Bianca wins, then neither of them do.
Two things about this.
Mm.
First of all, Becky is so good at clapping back.
Mm.
I wish she would take that energy into the main promo bit.
Yeah.
Because I like Becky so much. Mm. But there was... there's something about she'll say the thing and it's almost like she's forgotten what she's saying, but she'll say it with confidence and it doesn't, and she's lost the train of thought. And I'm like, when Bayley comes out and she's like, I can't even remember specific, it was 1 a.m, leave me alone. I can't remember what the specific clapbacks were, but they were so funny. Every single time I was like, ho-ho, Reed! Yeah, I loved it.
I think Bayley says something like, I'm a Grand Slam champion in this company. You wouldn't know anything about that, would you, Becky? And Becky goes, yeah. I've main evented at WrestleMania. You wouldn't know anything about that, would you, Bayley?
That was it. She was like, I've defended both the SmackDown and Raw championships at WrestleMania. And Becky's like, I won them both in one night. And what? And it's like, that's great stuff.
Yeah.
And then my other note from this was, make this a match on Saturday. Like, what? Like, not necessarily for them to get into the chamber, but like, Bianca doesn't have an opponent. She's not got a lot to do. She's a fighting champion, though, and she hasn't even got a nailed-on opponent for WrestleMania. They're not like here to take on Bianca. They're there to fight for an opportunity for the title. They sort of don't care who they face. So make it so that it's I don't know. Make this a match on Saturday. It was a weird choice. Make it for the title. However, sure, like I'll watch that. I like the three of them.
Yeah. Fine.
And the Brooklyn crowd, I wrote, was hot as toast, which is a thing that I've been saying for about 20 years, but nobody else understands.
So hot.
Yeah.
Well, toast can be hot. Well, I guess if you're immediately taking it out of the toaster.
That's when it's hot.
It is hot.
Yeah.
Because you kind of have to go like, ooh, ooh.
So because over the course of the night, they sort of dropped off.
Less hot. Yeah.
What you're saying is this is a perfect analogy.
You're right.
Thank you.
This Raw was toast.
Imagine this peanut butter one.
Sure.
Thank you.
You do you.
Maybe that's a bad idea.
Yeah, you'll be fine. As long as you're not allergic to peanuts. We then had Judgment Day backstage. They did a promo saying, we're at a Judgment Day and we're going to beat you.
I would like to apologize to the Irish immediately. That's two of us in a row.
And they didn't say anything of note. Aside from Dominik saying that Rhea was excited for Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. I was like, I bet she is. That's fine.
Well, he said something about like his street corners. Dom is funny, man.
Dom's hilarious.
That's most improved player. That kid is funny.
Yeah. Mm. He's great, yeah. Then they had a tag match against Street Profits. This match was solid. And Judgment Day won after some Dominik distraction. Double D's. Dominik distraction. I'm sticking with it. I've said it. I'm going with it. I've started, so I'll finish. Montez Ford was kind of leaning over Andrew Dawkins after this match. And obviously Montez Ford is the one that's in the chamber this weekend, and Damian Priest attacked him afterwards because Priest is also in that match, which makes a lot of sense. Do you think they're going to be splitting Street Profits?
I'm a big tag team wrestling fan, so I like a healthy tag team scene. I'll be honest, I think the Street Profits have done all they can do. I think if you want to split them, it is going to be unfortunate because I think there is a clear Michaels and a clear Jannetty. I think they both are incredibly talented and they both could do a lot, but I think at this point, maybe it's time for the end of the run and maybe they can come back together at some point in the future. But I think, the Street Profits there. And they won't be the only tag team potentially coming to an end. That's a tease for the rest of the show, isn't it?
That's good. I like it.
I watched it.
For Street Profits, I would like it if they are going to split, if they split amicably. I don't think I want like an Angela Dawkins heel turn or anything like that. No. I don't think that would work.
It's cliche.
Yeah.
Let's let them go their separate ways.
And also, I wouldn't be opposed to them just be like, we'll just do single stuff for a bit, but like, we'll tag when we want to.
I mean, I like what they did with the New Day. I like that Big E, they were split on different rosters, but they're still the New Day. And if they're both in the same town, they'll probably come out together. Like, it's a very friendly situation. I think, you know,
that's what I'd like to see for Street Profits, personally.
I'm not interested in watching them fight each other so that we can set one of them up as a single star. I think go for it. I think the Elimination Chamber is a great opportunity to showcase what you need to showcase.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Montez Ford doing a frog smash from the top of a chamber pod. Yes, please.
That one.
After the match, as I said before, Damian Priest was attacking Montez Ford. Mm-hmm. Edge and Beth Phoenix came out to make the save.
Hashtag grit couple.
But then Rhea Ripley came out to protect Dom Dom and hit the Riptide on Beth Phoenix, and then they got away.
I am going to do a Louis Walsh impression now. Because,
oh dear.
Well, except I won't make it Irish because I think three would be too much.
Three is too many. Three's a crowd.
But Rhea looks like a star. She talks like a star. She moves like a star.
Yep.
She will be in the final. She's so good.
It's a yes from me.
It's a yes from me.
Yeah. She's great.
Yeah.
Brock Lesnar and Bobby Lashley had their contract signing segment next.
Carry on.
Okay. Brock Lesnar came out and was saying, well, I've already signed the contract.
Yeah.
Let's do this. Bobby Lashley then came out with his own security.
Yeah.
Came up with his own contract signing table.
Okay, you missed the bit where I was...
So,
Adam Pearce is in the ring as well. Giving a whole rundown.
Yes, I forgot. I did write this down. Yeah.
Gets to the end of his speech. And it's like, well, we're about to out, please, if Bobby Lashley could come out. But before he had a chance to say that, Brock goes, Adam, could you hurry up? And then gave another speech and then said, Bobby, get out of here. And it was like, well, let him. He was about to do it, Brock.
Adam was right about to do this. But anyway.
Oh, also Brock chucking a chair out of the ring after getting told off for chucking a thing into the ring. I was like, he's spicy.
I think Brock cares.
No, doesn't care.
Lashley is definitively the heel here.
Oh, and he leaned into it. And
leaned
it
into it so hard.
Hasty. Yeah. I like... I'm much... Because Bobby Lashley's hard to root for as a good guy, personally. Yeah. I don't know. There's something about him... I like the swag Bobby Lashley. Mm-hmm. When he's a good guy, he's just a big good guy who does this. And not always on beat. And that, for me, is the biggest heel move.
Yeah, that's true. But he had his own personal security here. He had his own contract signing table, was sitting on the ramp, put his feet up on the table, all that stuff.
And
he was like, going to do things on my own terms. I've had the contract looked at by my legal team, my representative. I've shown my contract to my children. You know, everyone's looked at this. And then Lesnar's like, okay, so sign it. And Lashley's like, you know, I don't know if I'm going to. Mm. I just don't really feel like it right now. And then Lesnar said, if you don't sign the contract, I'm going to beat your ass right now. And Lashley said, I don't think you have the balls. Lesnar was like, all right. So then he got out of the ring, started beating up the security, went to charge at Lashley, but Lashley just beat him up.
Yeah.
Just literally just threw him over his head, speared him, and was like, all right, and now he's signed the contract. And there you go.
Top done. Really simple. Mm-hmm. Really, I mean, this match is big, beefy men slapping meat. Like, it's very simple. It's there because we like to watch, you know, a bash every now and again. So don't complicate it. You know, that's all it was. They had a little fight. Job done. Simple segment. Chekhov's table, though.
Mm.
If you bring out a table... I want to see someone go through it. Like, you can't just bring out an extra table and leave it. That's rubbish.
I thought he was going to do the back body drop
through
the table.
Maybe he was supposed to.
Maybe.
And he was a bit too misjudged far away.
Maybe. I thought this was fine. We then had Piper Niven versus Meechin. My first note for this was, it's a shame that Meechin gets absolutely no reaction.
It's a heatless match. Yeah, I love her. Yeah. I think she's got a great look. Mm-hmm. I think she's really good in the ring.
Yep.
I think it's she was kind of brought in the middle of a feud that we were like, and then they didn't really know what they were doing with it.
Yep.
And then, yeah, it's just a heatless match.
Yeah.
Heatless match.
It was a heatless match.
Which is a shame because they're both really good. I like Piper Niven a lot.
Yeah.
I like that they're, you know, I was thinking that maybe Piper needs a few jobbers, set up as this threat, and then Meechin comes in. Mm-hmm. Building stars is hard, man.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah. But Piper Niven got the win fairly decisively and fairly quickly here.
Yeah.
She won with the black hole slam, and Corey Graves in commentary said, it's like being slammed into the abyss. Ha 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 ha! I got that reference, Corey. Because there's abysses.
Yeah.
Finisher. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
We then had the whole segment that we've already spoken about with Sammy and Cody after being interrupted to Baron Corbin. And then we have Carmella and Nikki Cross and Asuka are backstage, and Nikki Cross is still stalking Candice LeRae, and then she laughs, and then she walks off.
Yep. She has it was a good laugh. Like,
it's a good laugh.
Like a fake laugh like that is hard to... It's very hard to do. I run out of breath a lot of the time, and it's not fun. So well done, Nikki, for that. Hard to do. So props to Nikki for that, I guess.
Yeah. Baron Corbin is still there, waiting with Kathy Kelly.
Thank you.
Waiting for his interview time. Cuts her off. And then says, JBL was dragging him down. He's the past. He was frustrated about Sami Zayn. Saying the how dare he interrupt my time, and do you want to know who the last person to beat Roman Reigns was? It's me.
Is that true?
Yeah, it is true. That was at TLC 2019.
Cripes.
Yeah. I was person to pin Roman Reigns, pin Roman Reigns was Baron Corbin, and I really think they should stop bringing that up. It doesn't do anyone any good, you know, because Corbin is being treated pretty much like a joke at this point.
Yeah.
For him to be the guy to last beat Roman, it's like, oh.
Jobber to the stars.
Don't bring that up. And then he starts going off on Cody because Cody then also, by proxy, also interrupted his interview time.
Yeah.
Started ragging on Cody, and Cody was walking out behind him because the curtain was right there. And he's saying that Cody's a joke, and his wife's a joke, and his kid's a joke, and his dad's a joke, and his dog's a joke.
He committed the cardinal sin in the House of Leighton.
Mm.
He came for Goldust. And you do not do that because we stan Goldust over here. Mm-hmm. That was outrageous to me. No, ma'am.
My thing was, he said your dog's a joke.
Which yeah.
You can't.
You leave Pharaoh out of
you
this.
You can't talk like to Pharaoh like that.
Nobody can. The goodest boy of the. I don't like saying goodest boy, but I just did.
He is.
The goodest boy of the industry. Boy.
Yeah. So Cody then beats him up because he went too far.
Well, no, to be. Sod it. Cody looked fit. Like, did you see his... He looked great. That's like when you draw someone who's in shape, looks like Cody Rhodes.
Yeah.
It's Valentine's Day, after all. I guess, let's be thirsty.
Yeah, why not? It's Thirsty Tuesday.
It'll catch on.
Yeah. Will. Then they had an impromptu match. Yeah. Cody Rhodes and Baron Corbin. Cody wrestling in a suit. I always like it when people aren't in their gear when they have an impromptu match.
Something comes back later on.
It just works. It works for me.
Yeah.
And Cody won real quick.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest thing for me in this match was, one, Cody looked great.
Mm-hmm.
And two, someone had a sign that said something, something Cody Rhodes. And that just pops me. That pops me so much. It's great.
Good.
Okay. Who is Natalya?
Judging on this, the tinfoil hat she's wearing, a conspiracy theorist? Mm-hmm, I don't know.
Because to me, she looked like that episode of The Simpsons where Lisa Simpson's trying to be cool.
Yeah.
And she's wearing those glasses and stuff like that. And the hat? Like, it's...
Look, I like Natalya.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know her as a person. I have a parasocial relationship with everyone on this show.
Of course.
But I have... a fondness for Natalya. I think she arrived in a period where women's wrestling was not just not seen as an attraction. It was an afterthought.
Yeah.
She didn't really fit the look. You know, mm-hmm. she's stockier. She's more built. She's, you know, she cares about the wrestling. I think she's good. I don't think she's great, but I think she's good at what she does. I think that she has had some brilliant matches in the past. Mm. But yeah, there's not anything to the character or the person or the whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's a shame. I don't know. I don't.
Because she was backstage with Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez.
That she was.
And she said something. And Liv Morgan also said something. And then Raquel said, it doesn't matter. And then they had a 6-woman tag match, Raw versus SmackDown. But it's not Survivor Series. That's the one night of the year where Raw and SmackDown go head to head in direct competition.
The only night of the year.
God, can't believe you guys would go back on that very true stipulation
Brand
that you never
warfare.
Like.
I wrote about this match. It certainly happened.
Yeah. Of all of the matches on this show, it was one of them.
Yeah, it absolutely took place. Yeah.
The crowd was
there.
Dead for this one.
The crowd were there.
Yep. I'll be honest as well, there wasn't that much for them to get into this match either. They weren't given a lot in this one. A lot of it was just schmoz and bit whatever. And then like Carmella comes in and wanted to fight Natalya, and then Natalya like immediately put her in a sharpshooter, and I was like, the pacing of this match is all over the shop.
Way over, yeah.
And then Asuka turned on her teammates before the finish of the match, and then she beat up everyone and then tapped out Liv Morgan because she can.
Yep.
That was all right.
Yep. I mean, Liv was selling.
Oh,
for
God.
That.
She was
and it
screaming.
It looked painful.
One. Yeah.
I'll be honest. I've just spotted in the chat, someone's like, the question is, why is Natalya? The answer is Canada. And it's like, yeah, always Canada. They're in Montreal, so they've got to have the Bret Hart music play as someone comes down to the ring.
That's the guitar.
That scared me. I didn't know what it was the wrong pitch as well. And it was like, so all I'm saying is never do that again.
No promises.
Okay. But like, Asuka is the only person I look at this lineup of this chamber.
Mm-hmm.
It's Asuka, isn't it? Like,
It kind of has to be. And if it isn't, I'll be quite mad.
And I want Asuka to rip people apart. Like, you know, I don't want her to just do. I wanted her to take out every single person in that ring and essentially try and tear a limb off each of them or knock them out with a kick. And a German suplex looks good. Doesn't really do that, even if you're doing it on your own teammate.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah. Weird build.
Yeah.
But like, fine.
Whatever. Maximum Male Models are trying to recruit Otis.
And I'm here for it.
I've missed babyface Otis so much. He's so funny.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I actually I like Maximum Male Models. Mm-hmm. I think it's funny. I just think the idea of someone being called Marseille is hilarious.
Yeah.
I think, in particular, Marseille's eyewear is quite great. I think they've given them, they're different to anyone else on the roster.
Mm-hmm.
They don't need to be champs or anything like that, but I just like them being there. So the idea of them going on this recruitment drive and bringing in not the objectively like fit, because Gable's arms look great in this. Like, he's healthy. He's got that kind of, you know, Hollister looking jaw. Mm. They went for Otis.
Yeah.
Who was eating his little, you know, Brooklyn hot dog.
Yeah.
Which honestly looked like just a bun with mustard in it. And,
sure did.
You know, good for you, Otis. but like, that's funny to me. Otis. I'm all about it.
Yeah. And he was like, oh, as they mentioned it. That's all he needs to do.
Yeah.
They literally just go like, you know, we're not talking to you, Chad Gable, because Chad Gable mistakenly thought they were talking to him because he's the model of the group. And then when they say, we're talking to Otis, and he just went like, oh. And I was like, hilarious. So funny.
He's funny, man.
He's so good. Afterwards, we then had Bronson Reed versus Mustafa Ali.
Yeah.
I don't know what was happening with the production on this show. Mustafa Ali's music was so loud that they did like an in-screen promo during his entrance, and I couldn't hear it because his music was too loud.
That happened a few times over the course of the night. I've noticed they turn up the crowd microphones when they start chanting something, but they always go a little bit too far on the slider. Yeah, it's a very odd thing. Yeah.
Very strange. Bronson Reed won quickly.
Yeah,
sucks for Ali, but
there was a bump in this match, the bump over the barricade where like Reed threw Ali into a chair, like one of the desk chairs, and it looked painful.
Oh,
like
yeah.
It looked unpleasant. And then Ali sort of just jumps up and does a few more flips, and I was like, oh, sell it.
Yeah,
sell things.
Yeah, sucks for Ali, but it's good that Reed looks convincing before Chamber. Edge and Beth Phoenix do a promo. They say they're gonna win.
They're the grit couple.
They're the grit couple. I hate it.
Great couple.
Do you want to know what else I hate, Dan?
If you're about to say what I think you're about to say, I'm going to be really cross at you.
So it was Miz TV next, and Seth Rollins came out and he had these big red boots on. The meme big red. I know what they are. The big boots, all right? They genuinely look awful. I hate them.
I want a pair so bad. I literally wrote,
I hate them.
I'm fully obsessed with those boots and I want a pair. And but I did like, the research and they're $350 and I would pay it.
But like,
I don't have it.
The joke is that they look sh- though, right?
They look incredible.
They look so bad, Dan.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. Okay, so
but that's what makes them great.
Okay.
They're obscene.
But at least we are on the same page. They look terrible, but objectively speaking.
But obviously.
Okay.
But that's why they're so great. Like, they look amazing for that purpose. And I want a pair, and I would wear them everywhere. Like, I'd wear them. Mm-hmm. I like big boots. I like big glasses.
You like big boots, and you cannot lie.
I love the boots. I don't know what to tell you.
But then I was already like, okay, that's silly. But it's Seth Rollins, whatever, right? Then Miz has the audacity to sit down and say, "What are those?" And I'm like, Miz, I was outdated when they did it in Black Panther in 2018.
It was.
This is 5 years later.
It was. Just before I tell you this bit, I've just written, I forgot about this one. Before the Miz TV segment started, they replayed the Austin as Gladiator thing.
Yeah.
Can I talk about how brazenly lazy it is to promote this year's WrestleMania with 18-year-old vignettes? Fair play. Like, just sure thing. But on What Are Those? In Harry Potter. In the first Harry Potter movie, he's being taught how to play Quidditch.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Are you with me so far?" And Harry goes, "I think so. What are those?" Every single time I watch it, I pop so hard. What Are Those will always get me. And I'll tell you, they are fabulous boots.
I quite like this promo. Miz said, look, you talk about Logan Paul on radio shows, you talk about him on social media. Why are you not talking about him inside a WWE ring? What's going on here? And Seth was like, look, it's because Logan Paul doesn't deserve to be mentioned in a WWE ring. I love wrestling. The fans love wrestling. This is what we all love and enjoy. But Logan Paul doesn't care about this. Logan Paul cares about money. And I'm like, probably true. And said, yeah, Logan Paul's name doesn't deserve to be mentioned in this ring. And I'm like, cool. That sets up Seth's motivation. It's nice.
And it's going to be a match at Mania, probably. Yeah. It'll have some high spots in it. I'll probably really enjoy myself.
Yeah.
Do you know, my only problem with this, and this is, I will take the criticism of nitpicking here. This is a bit nitpicky.
Yeah.
Seth's character is Sethy Drip Drip, and he's got his lovely boots and his lovely eyewear and all other things, and he laughs at nonsense, and he's a little bit unhinged, right?
A little bit.
And then this promo was very straight-laced.
Yes.
It was very intense. It was very aggy.
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt like it was a bit incongruous. It was a bit... It just wasn't quite the right match for me. I don't really think that matters too much, but it was an odd thing that just felt odd in the moment.
Yeah.
But I will enjoy the match. I will, against my better judgment, because I have enjoyed every Logan Paul entry into the wrestling canon, which if you'd have told me that in 2016, I'd have probably, I don't know what I would have done. I started that sentence and I didn't have an end.
Yep. Theory came out, and you know what? Seth hit a stomp on Miz in the boots and I laughed. That's a funny spot.
They're great boots.
That's a funny spot.
I'm going to come into the office next week wearing a pair of those boots.
Theory stood tall. Fine.
Mm-hmm. Two Elimination Chamber matches that I just don't care about.
Yeah. I think they'll be fine.
Oh, yeah, they'll be entertaining.
I think they'll be good.
I don't like to be this guy because I'm a big supporter of women's wrestling. I love women's wrestling. The men's one is the one I'm there to watch because I feel like the women's one is which women don't have a storyline and who is Canadian.
Yes.
And at least in the men's one, which men don't have a storyline and we'll chuck a belt in there as well. At least we've got some high spots. Mm-hmm. Like, you know.
They've got an interesting group of characters in the men's one and also some people that you wouldn't expect, like Montez Ford, you wouldn't expect to be in that position. So there's an interesting element to that as well. We then have Rick Boogs and Elias backstage. Hurt Business were in the background at the same time as well. I like Rick Boogs.
I do too.
I think he's incredibly funny.
Yeah.
And I think if he gets more material than doing the same Shinsuke Nakamura intro forever, I think he can really get over.
Yeah, I'm into it. I like the booging up business. I wrote here, I want to be cynical and interested, but I enjoy his shtick.
Yeah.
And when he's doing the curls on Miz, I popped.
Yeah.
I was at this point, it was coming to the end of the show, I was sort of putting my things together before I had to go out. And I stopped what I was doing to watch it because I was like, you can't lift that 200-pound man 10 times, surely.
He can.
And then he did. Yeah. And I was like, that's cool. Yeah. I like you.
Yeah, because I think he has the perfect appeal of nonsense, like over-the-top charismatic comedy that a casual fan will pop for and the big strength spots that a casual crowd will pop for. It's a thing where you just go, ha, cool. Mm. I think he has a very good chance of,
a lot of promise.
Getting over. Yeah.
Yeah.
He beat Miz. Miz was scheduled to have a match, but he was like, hey, I just got attacked. I'm not having this match. And they were like, yes, you are. Ring the bell. And then he got beaten up.
You're wearing your gear. You might as well.
Yeah, exactly. Chelsea Green was backstage. She's being a Karen and she's annoyingly good at this character.
She's really good at this character. Again, I think it's entertaining. I think it's simple. I think I like the idea of it. And build, like we said earlier on, building stars is hard. Mm-hmm. You can't just have them go into the ring and have a match. Yep. They need to have heat. You have to have an interest where you go, all right, I want to see what you're going to do. Mm-hmm. And this is a great way to give Chelsea Green that tiny bit of momentum before, you know, taking off.
Before something.
Yeah.
Judgment Day did yet another backstage promo where they are still Judgment Day and they're really still going to win.
They did two promos where the point of the promos was, we are the Judgment
Day. We're Judgment Day, aren't we?
We come from down your way and we can play.
Yeah, exactly. Then we have the main event of Bianca Belair versus Becky Lynch versus Bayley. I thought this match was a well-booked triple threat in that it very rarely felt like a singles match with one person on the outside.
Yeah.
It always felt like the three of them were mixing up for a lot of the match, which is really good.
I agree.
A couple of questionable spots.
Okay.
Where Bayley put Bianca Belair on top of Becky Lynch and then went up to the top rope. It's like, Bianca is now...
I'll give you that pin.
She's pinning her right now. The referee.
Yeah.
That's weird. The rest of the women all piled out from the locker room at the same time and then beat up Io Sky, Dakota Kai, Bayley, Becky and each other all in one big schmoz, and I was like, who's who at this point? Who's doing what?
Mm.
I don't know what anyone's motivation is.
Also, why, what do these women have to do with damage control?
I don't know. It's like, I guess they wanted Bianca to win because they didn't want any other people in the chamber, I suppose.
Oh, I suppose.
Motivation.
Yeah, that's true.
But
they were like, we've already got it set to get no more of you. Yeah. But then, why are they going for...
But then they beat each other up. It was just a bit of a mess. And the very final spot in the match, Becky hit the manhandle slam onto Bayley. Bianca then picked up Becky and hit the KOD on Becky onto Bayley. And then Becky just kind of stayed there on her for a second and then got off. And I think it would have been, a really fun spot if she had kind of just bounced off her immediately.
I think that's probably what they meant to do.
Yeah. And it was almost really good, but it wasn't. And it looked a bit weird.
The camera angle made it look like Becky realized what she was doing was pinning.
Yes.
And then got off and got out of the ring.
Yes.
Like she it made her look like she was leaving the ring so that the finish could be the win. The KOD is one of my favorite finishes. I think it's a great move. I think there's an element of hang time to it as well, which there isn't in the AA. So I don't know. I really like that. I liked it being onto another person. I thought the finish was a great finish. Mm. It just looked weird in execution.
Exactly. Yes.
I also think I don't know, but I think I felt I hadn't read any spoilers. I hadn't read any tweets or anything like that. I felt like when Damage Control came out and started to get involved, I was ready to hear Trish's music. Do you know?
Yeah.
And it was going to set up Becky, Trish and Lita,
yeah,
Bailey and, well, Damage Control.
And Damage Control,
For Canada, Trish's Canadian.
Yeah.
I don't know if Dakota's injury has done anything with that. Mm-hmm. Will that change it? Maybe we'll get it at Mania instead.
We've
I'm interested in the tag
SmackDown
match, Becky and Lita versus... none of these people are SmackDown people. So why would they be there?
So? Does that matter?
Yeah, I don't know. I think odd, good match, odd booking.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I think that pretty much all of the show was like solid.
Yeah.
It was fine. Nothing, I don't really have too much to complain about.
Yeah.
Couple odd bits here and there, but mostly pretty fine.
Yeah, I agree.
And one amazing promo in the middle.
And like, I was in this chair for like 3 months, and I think in that time we had about three, maybe four go home shows, and two out of one, they were all dreadful. This is not. This was a decent show. This was three to four stars for a Raw, which like, well done. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed myself. And I am very excited for Saturday. I think it's done its job.
Pumped for Saturday.
Yes.
Big cannot time. Wait.
For yeah.
Well, then, before we get into the rest of your Ultra Chats, your Usy Chats, we need to say thank you to some very special people. Those are our $25 and above pledge hammers over on our Patreon page. If you haven't been to our Patreon page yet, you should. Patreon.com/WrestleTalk. There's so much stuff, so much extra bonus content and awesomeness over there. Tomorrow we'll be having WrestleTalk After Dark for the month, which is myself, Tempest, Rosie, it was Adam. We recorded it last week and my brain is frazzled. So it's the four of us on WrestleTalk After Dark. It's real fun. And that'll be going up tomorrow, so stay tuned for that. And if you pledge at the $25 or above tier, you get your own custom wrestling nickname, and it gets read out on a show, much like this one.
We
can both read it here. So thank you to Murderous James Murtaugh.
WrestleTalk's personal problem solver, Jamie Donovan.
Oh, I get the Spanish one. Viernes el décimo tercero. Jason Gutierrez.
Well, that was very good. Well done.
A-level Spanish.
Lethal J. Craig.
Spoken class today, Jeremy Smith. I'm not doing the song that Luke does.
John Jenkinson, son of Jenka.
Golden John Molden.
The easiest name to pronounce. Josh Rozauskas.
There you go. You did it. Well done. The voice of the ring, Josh Roberts.
Breaking news, Justin Edelhite. Justin.
The heir to the throne, Kate Ayers.
I like that one.
Yeah.
Up above, and Keith below.
Thank you so much, all of our pledge hammers over on our Patreon page.
That was smooth af.
Smooth like butter that's been in the fridge for a while. thank you so much, all of our pledge hammers. Patreon.com/WrestleTalk. Let's get into the rest of your Usy Chats before we get out of here today. We have another Streamlabs thing, username problem. I'm so sorry. I really wish we could fix this. Remember that the Rumble winner getting in the middle of a blood feud gave us an amazing triple threat main event at WrestleMania 20. I think they can make a triple threat work, and after last night, I think I want it.
So remember the main event of WrestleMania 20?
Remember? That was a singles match, wasn't it? Shawn Michaels and Triple H.
And nobody won.
Yeah. Weird that.
What that?
Yeah.
Mm.
And yet people remember fondly. Strange. Kevin says, at the end of the tag match, no matter the result, Jay and Sammy hug, which leads to Jay not helping Roman the following night, and this time, Jimmy stands with his twin, and they leave Roman. It's fun.
There are so many options.
Don't hate it. Don't hate it. Big MGM said what people really need to worry about isn't Cody, but Rhea versus Charlotte. If they main event that over Usos versus Zayn and KO, could be another Jericho versus Triple H at Mania 18 situation.
Or Jericho, no, Triple H and Orton at 25. Yep. Like, you know, I think know what your main event is.
Yep.
You know?
Absolutely. 35 Antonio said, let's say Sammy's in the main event of WrestleMania. Where does that leave KO and the Usos? KO is also an important aspect of the story. He's the one who never left Sammy's side. Usos also have a record reign, by the way. Anyone notice there were no AR graphics last night?
There was Miz TV one.
I feel like there was a Becky Lynch one as well.
I don't remember the Becky one.
The big time.
The terrifying big time Becky.
Yeah, the terrifying big time Becky one. I feel like that was there.
Oh, speaking of AR graphics, Cody in the promo said something about greatness on a different level. It looks great on a t-shirt.
Yeah.
No, that t-shirt's awful.
Godal mode.
Exactly. It's not, it looks wrong.
Yeah. It's bad.
Awful.
Yeah.
And I would like them to change the t-shirt
in
the AR graphic.
Yeah.
Take your shirt off. It's Valentine's Day.
Giant 420 Ginger said, Morning Pete, Mincemeat Quinnell, and the blonde conqueror, Dan Layton.
I'll take that every
day
of the week.
Are you a conqueror who is blonde, or do you conquer blondes?
I can't possibly comment.
Been a while since I caught you live. When Jay costs Sammy at the Chamber, I'll be heartbroken. Still weird to see Cody in WWE, but him having too much creative control doesn't seem to work. Fingers crossed for the future. Oh, sure.
It is a bit weird to see Cody in WWE, but also
so surreal for me at Mania, and then I got
over. I think. Yeah, it fits.
Yeah,
I think it always did. I think he needed to go off and do what he did because this was where it was supposed to be.
Absolutely,
it would be weird to see Omega in WWE.
Yeah, yeah. Oh God, that'd be weird.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Aaron Hanrahan has been a member for 17 months in a row. Said, hi guys, when the Olay thing. Yeah.
Thank God I'm here, right?
I'm so sorry.
In the chat. Thank God Dan's here. Hashtag thank God Dan's here. I go to business for myself.
TGDH?
Sure.
Yep. Aaron Hanrahan has been a member for 17 months in a row. And he says, hi guys, when the Olay chant started, I just smiled.
Yeah.
I just want Sammy to win on Saturday. His emotion was real. Also, Otis is the best. Love you guys.
Hard agree, Otis is the best.
Yeah.
Speaking of tag teams breaking up and the tag team scene and a refreshing other tag team scene and people looking weird in WWE.
Yes.
Did you see the little FTR situation?
What? That was the news lead this morning.
Oh, yes, there you go. How interesting. How funny is that? It's probably nothing, but that's quite funny.
Isn't
I like
it
the
interesting?
Idea of that.
BM Whitehouse 76 said, something I noticed while watching the show is that Carmella feels like the Miz of the women's division. She's a reliable worker whose mic skills are underrated. Like the Miz, I feel like people only dislike her because she isn't a five-star wrestler.
I quite like Carmella. Which one of these would you like?
I think she's decent.
If I went for that Ian Mess, would you be crossing me? Great. I know what you mean though. It's almost like
70%. Ooh.
Bit of darkness for a Tuesday. Wow. I know what you mean. I think I am a Miz apologist. Always have been. I think underrated is exactly the words. There was just a lot of heatlessness to the entire women's division, I thought, on Monday. Except Rhea and Becky. Odd. Odd.
Yeah. We have a few Uzi chats here from CJ Lilly. He said, hey guys, can someone please tell me what was the point of the triple threat main event? Because we now seem to be in the exact same spot we were before with Becky and Bayley, with no path to WrestleMania and Super Bel Air looking far too strong. So I ask why. I don't think it was Super Bel Air. I think she just had a triple threat and she won.
She was like, hang on, I'm a fighting champ.
She just looked good.
Yeah, I think she looked good match. And she took some hits. You know, and it wasn't like she just overpowered everybody because, like you say, it was a manhandled Sam and then taking advantage.
Exactly.
I think that. I also think that Becky and Bayley with no path to Mania, I think that was the point of that final shot of Becky sat there looking like she looked up at the sign, I think, at one point. I was like, oh man, I haven't got anything. I think there's something interesting in that on a story perspective.
And she looked real dejected.
Yeah.
After Becky lost, she was sitting on the outside of the ring being like, oh my God.
But not everyone.
What do I do now?
Not everyone can be on the card. And there's something in you know, missing out that is interesting. It makes you feel big time.
Big time.
Big time.
Big time, Becky Lynch. there's a few other comments from CJ Lilly here about Alexa Bliss, which I don't think are super relevant to the show, so I'll just leave that one. But he does also say, Happy Valentine's Day. Dan, have you sent Kathy a message yet?
No, I'm waiting for her to message me. Which she inevitably will.
Of course she will.
Because why wouldn't you?
Yep.
She's not blonde. I can't conquer. She can conquer me. I didn't mean... I'm sorry.
It's Valentine's Day. Mary Painsword Dan said, Hello, Pete. Hello, other Dan. I hope you're doing well. It's me, German Dan. I thought this episode of Raw was quite good. However, many women need character development. Crowd was super silent. Also, where was Dexter Lumis? A crime. Yeah. Where he should be. Not on the show.
Well, I mean, sorry, you know, we can only have one crazy person on the show, and exactly. This was taken by Nikki's laugh.
Dan continues to say, It's me, Mayor Dan, in with a second chat. I have to say, Maximum Male Models and Otis is going to be awesome TV. It will be so funny and has huge potential to be a good regular act. Also, I have slim hopes for Corbin's direction as a sad lone wolf myself. Happy Valentine's Day!
Yeah, like...
Thanks, Dan.
Corbin's going nowhere, isn't he?
That's fine.
I know. I just That's feel bad fine. For the person.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, it sucks for him, but also you need those guys that are lower down the card to help elevate the other guys. And I think he's very good at that.
Yeah.
That's fine. The Tyler Robinson has been a member for 16 months in a row. Before you do that, he's been a member for 16 months in a row. And he says, give me a really loud slap. I assume clap.
Yeah, yeah.
Not slap.
I ain't clapping you. I have to be paid well for that.
Exactly. Yeah. So we'll do it in three. I'll count down and then we'll do it together. Do really loud clap.
Let's do it.
Ready? So we'll go 3, 2, 1 and then we go.
3, 2, 1 and then go.
3, 2, 1 and then go.
Not 3, 2, 1.
No. Not 3, 2, go.
3, 2, 1 and then you go.
And then go.
Right. Yeah? Not 3, 2, 1, go clap.
No. 3, 2, 1 and then we clap.
Right.
Ready?
So it's the 3, 2, 1 clap.
Yeah. All right. 3, 2, 1.
That was not even that loud. Try again.
3, 2, 1.
That was better.
That's better. There we go. Thank you to Russell Sanderson for the Ultra Chat, whose name didn't appear, and also Phil Lawrence for the Ultra Chat, whose name didn't appear. I'm just going to refresh. We have poll results from the chat. What do you think of this episode of Raw? 71% gave it a thumbs up, 26% said it was mid, and 2% gave it a thumbs down.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty
accurate. Good. Yeah.
Yeah. That's you know, nearly three quarters in positive. I think it was good.
Good to mid.
Yeah.
To me, like a high mid, low good.
If this is mid and this is good, it was there.
It was there. Yeah.
Bury that.
I'm with you on that one. I think this was broadly fine with some great stuff peppered in there. I think that is going to do it for this episode of the WrestleTalk Podcast. Thank you so much for watching. Really do appreciate it.
Mm.
If you haven't, and it's your first time here, please like the video. Subscribe for more content. We do these live stream reviews every single week. We'll also be reviewing Dynamite on Thursday. We've got new stuff coming soon. Ooh, interesting.
Goodness me.
So yeah, stay tuned for that. It's going to be great. I already said subscribe. Subscribe. Like the video. I've been Chopper Pete Quinnell. I've been joined by the Professor Dan Layton. Thank you so much.
I love you.
And we'll be back soon. Jam that jam. Goodbye. Goodbye. Bye, Jam. Jam that jam. Jam that jam. Jam that jam. Jam that jam.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.